Hi there. Welcome to the Succubus Podcast. I'm Elena, and it is the 14th of June. I'm just now getting back into the swing of doing these. I moved. I'm in a new place now. We're finally kind of getting settled in. I don't really have a desk. I'm using a small table inside of a closet with my laptop right next to my microphone. Noise is a little reduced in this neighborhood, but we do still get some truck traffic and loud motorcycles. I am basically just making do with the same materials. I'm doing pretty good. I wanted to check in because I haven't been putting a ton of stuff out, and that changes today. I've got a very long live session I'm going to be putting up later today. And I wanted to talk about a few things. I wanted to talk about enthusiasm and safeguarding it, and what that means for writing. I wanted to do a brief trance, and I wanted to talk about some other people in the community, and also my ongoing push to post more, put myself out there more, how I've had a few little setbacks. So, first, enthusiasm. That's the topic of the podcast. When I make stuff, I do get enthusiastic. People hire me to make something 20 minutes long, and I'll end up making it 40 and adding an induction and all that stuff because I really like the stuff I do here. I mean, I don't know if people get that, but I actually enjoy making everything I make. There are a few topics I don't enjoy, and therefore I don't make them. But by and large, I enjoy everything. And what I've been making lately has been really quite good, so I'm kind of proud of it. Accordingly, I've been enthusiastic with content creation. And actually, while I've been traveling cross-country, I keep thinking things up or typing them out on my phone with a tiny keyboard because I want to get back to working on things. Just when you're moving in somewhere new, well, I only got internet yesterday. So that's why things have been slow. But enthusiasm itself is a difficult thing to quantify. You don't really work with it too often. You don't really understand. The way you feel about making something can really keep you pushing even when it gets hard. A file can be anywhere from 2,400 for a 20-minute piece to 7,600 words at the high end, and churning that out inside of a reasonable frame of time, and then recording it, then proofing through it, uploading it, describing it, it takes a certain amount of momentum. And some people in life sort of short-circuit your momentum, and that can keep you from getting stuff done. But I'm in the opposite place now. People are supporting the idea that sometimes I just need to withdraw from the world and write stuff. Let's see. Well, it's worth mentioning that I've been doing some work for people, just writing scripts. I was asked to do that by some people for commission stuff, and I gave them a bit of extra writing because I then didn't have to record it. And I've also gotten a lot of people asking about live sessions. So on some level, I've finally gotten over the hurdle to my enthusiasm, which was feeling like my work wasn't really that good, like I, you know, shouldn't feel proud of what I was doing. It's an issue a lot of people have, and I definitely haven't. But I'm sort of feeling the opposite now. I think what I'm making is at least enjoyable for some people. And I realized if I even had like a small audience of like 10 people who like my stuff, I'd still keep making it. Because that's enough, like enough people to enjoy your things. Now I'm also lucky because a lot of people in my day-to-day life have enjoyed my work. And those people are coming to me and telling me, hey, they want more, hey, they enjoy my files, they listen every night. That kind of thing can keep someone going. But when your enthusiasm drops, when you're stressed, when there's a lot on your plate, when the work seems insurmountable, it can be hard to make yourself create things. And the other thing is, I find at least, that if I need to go make something right now, I need to go make it right now. It's kind of why I wanted to send a shout out to all the people who support the Patreon. The campaign's been doing great. http://patreon.com. I'll link it under the thing, whatever. That's actually been helping, because I can, like, actually focus on this. I have to do some other stuff, but I really have been putting in the hours. What I need to get better about is telling people about it. Tumblr, Twitter, my own site's main page, the Patreon feed, the sneak peek document. I'm working on getting a lot better about updating those, because people just keep finding out about things right when I release them, when I should be talking more about what I'm working on. I am working on a few things I can't talk about yet because I'm working on them with other people, but when they're done and they're out there, I will share. And the other thing about enthusiasm is just, Honestly, it's very fulfilling to feel like you're doing something that you wanted to do in the first place, to set out and complete a work. And if everyone has ever thanked me for one of these, you were at least partly responsible for the next one coming into existence, so thank you. And the other thing is, I was going to talk about, well, what I've been up to, life update. We're almost moved in. I'm going to start producing things as of tonight. And a brief trance, yeah. Well, one of my favorites lately has been resistance themes, and I've been helping people understand what those are. So I'm going to talk about resistance themes, and then employ one of the simplest ones that fans of my long resistance induction will remember. As you sink and drift lower, normally, someone would encourage you to relax your limbs, to let your body become loose and limp and like a rag doll, simply lay there. But I'm going to encourage you to tense them. Curl your toes, ball your fists, tense the leg muscles, the arm, just a little bit, a safe amount, but enough as if you were tensed. And if you do it for a little bit, you start to feel fatigue in the edges of your musculature, the edges of the nerves. You start to feel my voice flow down and distribute, vibrating your limbs, trying to make the muscles loosen up. And as my voice enters in, your brain says, well, I guess this is where we're headed, to a place of tension. But then eventually, you've tensed long enough, and your body has to let go. And it's that simple restoration from a tensed state to a relaxed and neutral state that represents relaxation. I just want you to take your body to the neutral place it would be if it lacked tension. But it's all right to try and tense up, because the further you go into relaxing trance, the further you sink into my words, the more your eyes are going to roll back or flick side to side beneath your eyelids, your toes will curl, your entire body will experience the alternative sensations I propose, or you can simply tense. But remaining tense would make you miss out on the pleasure of deep sinking, drifting, falling, following, listening, going where you haven't been before and need to go now, your mind following, your body shrinking away into my words. And that's exactly what I'm talking about, that kind of feeling. So let's continue with enthusiasm. I first discovered trance through mind control erotica back before I was too young, when I was too young to be reading it, really. And I liked it. And then I watched videos and went to stage shows and saw how people did the whole hypnosis thing. I read books. I read the whole old Ericksonian induction set and all that kind of stuff. And I said, well, I understand now. It's about word patterns. I remember I had a high school teacher who taught me about Beowulf and the old history of the saga sung as a story song, and then even older poetry, even older songs that were somehow remembered by people despite being immensely long. And I thought to myself, well, how do they remember? And then I learned that they had rotations, they had specific patterns of verse that would be repeated again and again. And in that way, they, even if they varied it, would still seem to be reciting the same song, the same poem. Learning to incorporate phrases and reusable words into your brain, that's how you get good at this kind of thing. Learning the right flows, the way people respond to them, learning to say various, different, relaxing, soothing things at a certain speed in a maintained way. I refrain from scripting podcasts. I instead just close my eyes, rest my chin on my hand, and think about someone out there listening to these words, letting them flow into your head. And I imagine what I would want a person to feel, what I would want them to have mapped onto them. Then think about which words would cause me to feel that way. And from that sympathetic connection, we reach an accord, an appropriate thing to say, thing to do, way to feel. When I first realized this, I began reading more and more erotica, actually. And in high school, grade 12, 18, and I would wind those kind of words into people's heads. I remember one girl who was just laying on the couch at her place, and I was sitting on the floor nearby. We're watching a movie. I think it was Pretty Woman, and to this day, I like that movie, despite all its flaws, because of the memory. And we were talking about a stage show that had been in town a few weeks before, and it was hypnotism. And she said she'd been very impressed with what happened, and I said, well, it wasn't that impressive, because the guy really hadn't been doing what I'd been practicing, imagining, which was to simply leave someone so altered in state, so turned on, or safe, or submissive, or relaxed, that their brain would do things it would usually refrain from doing. The stage guy just used peer pressure, I felt. Now, that was arrogant. I was 18, come on. But I leaned in and whispered a few things into her ear. Phrases about slickness and dripping, parting, aching, about the long internal structure connected to the iceberg tip that is the clit, and about her body clenching in the wake of me, tensing from my nearness, about the vibration of her inner ear spreading down her jawline, down into her chest, making her pointed nipples even more rigid. And I heard her start to pant, and I kept going, and I kept going. And eventually, I'm ashamed to admit, I left her shivering, fully clothed on the couch. And I never really did visit again after that. It was a little awkward, I admit it. But it was certainly the start of me spinning elaborate, sexy thoughts into people's heads. And I'm reasonably sure she came. So I'll take it. And that is the story a lot of people have asked for. And I've never shared of how I really got into this in the first place. Oh, there are more details, but really that's the whole thing. It was just realizing that the right word can really affect someone. I like to think I've gotten better at aftercare. I've gotten kinder. I like to think I now know how to add little gestures, little flourishes, the right words, the right assistance. But it all harkens back to one sweated girl smiling up at me, murmuring thank you as I left the room. And that's a pretty good image to have in your head when you think about how you started things. It's a pretty good source for your enthusiasm. So, I said I was going to talk about things I've been working on and things that I'm planning to put out, and also things that I like and that I'm enthusiastic for. So the first thing is Chew Toy at Gently Bitten Hypnosis. I have thought that Chew Toy was a very enthusiastic member of the community for a long time, but upon seeing Chew Toy be very welcoming to people in various communities like the Reddit erotic hypnosis thread, I've realized that this is just a very positive person. And so I wanted to plug Chew Toy, who you can actually find one of Chew Toy's files on this site. I re-recorded it a long time ago with Chew Toy's permission, and you'll find it with the other files for dominant people. I feel it was very good. I'm not going to say the name, but if you go to Chew Toy's site, you'll find my name mentioned under a version of the file. And really, I've always appreciated that positivity. Another person I liked and liked working with, even though she's left the scene now, and it seems particularly relevant given some recent events I won't go into detail on in the hypnosis scene, was Lady Josephine. She did a few files. They were pretty cool. I had them up on eSuccubus. Then there was a lot of hate mail, and she left the scene, which was sad. I just want to say, I thought, yeah, she really had it in her to do some really good work, and if she ever wanted to come back, I'd let her back on the site in a hot second and throw her work up on there and give her a cut of whatever time she wanted to put in, basically. And the other person I was going to mention, well, I have been trying to get out there. And I wanted to say, I haven't been doing as good a job as I could. So I'm going to be doing that more. You'll see more posts from me starting today. But I was on the Erotic Hypnosis Reddit board, and I got to talking to Aurelia. Miss Alder is on there. Basically, you can find her at msalder.com. And I'm going to link to Gently Bitten Hypnosis and to Miss Alder's site under this. I won't put up Lady Josephine's files as she left the scene, and I don't want to throw them up on here without her express permission. But I will say that, yeah, honestly, I've had a lot of fun kind of interacting with people. And for someone to come to me, which is what happened, and ask me to kind of look over a file and give some advice on how to improve parts of it or how to work on it and make it all mind-fucky. That was very flattering, and Aurelia Alder did that. So, I'm gonna link to the file she put up that had some work from me on it. And she's asked me about covering some eSuccubus files. And I'm not sure how I feel about that yet, because this site has been my baby for a long time, but maybe I've got to put myself out there more and tell her, yeah, go ahead and cover them. And maybe I'll cover some of her work, too, because people really are enjoying her stuff, apparently. And they enjoy mine, apparently. And I'm really kind of bad at complimenting stuff, but I like Chew Toys files in their entirety, including the recent Dominant stuff that's kind of been worked on. I picked one up with Urkelia. There's some stuff on there that's pretty good. Go over and check out Gently Bitten. And ditto, go check out Aurelia Alders. She has a Patreon. I'll link all the things I can for these people underneath this, and I'm going to start trying to review and comment on specific files by all sorts of people in future podcasts, because maybe I'll point people to something else they like. Because I know people come to eSuccubus, and it's not always a cup of tea. Sometimes people aren't into the Monster Girl stuff. Sometimes my style of dominance isn't direct enough. I'm working on that. But I just wanted to say I'm going to do my best to interface with the community more, and commenting on things I like is probably a good way for me to do that. So, I am also going to be posting a live session. I mentioned that. Deeper. This is that fractionated induction thing I keep doing lately, 5 and 4, where I take someone and prime them by describing sinking deep, 3, 2, 1, down. And then I use some of the standard hypnotic triggers. That's something else, to harken back to that conversation with the girl. Really, I was swinging a watch at one point or another because I kept one around at the time. And those kind of things are powerful because of fiction, because of TV, because of stage hypnosis. I always tell people that the way we think about the motifs of hypnosis, flashing lights and spirals and everything else, that affects how people are affected by them. The reason 3, 2, 1, sleep works is because that is such a powerfully associated hypnotic trigger. And because I might keep using it over and over again while also using calming, framing language. But yeah, you're going to see me more. I post on Reddit. I post on the Erotic Hypnosis subreddit over there. I'm going to try and post on some other places. It was, a friend pointed me to Gone Wild Audio. And that's kind of how I got to meet some people I've been talking to lately. So I think I'm going to try posting some of my stuff over there. I will link them here when I do it, because, hey, they look pretty cool. There's a lot of free hypnosis audio over there. I'm also going to spend a little time improving the recording space, because obviously this closet is garbage, but I'm going to get padding, and I'm going to like make it a little nook in a corner somewhere to improve the acoustics, and put a box around my microphone again. Anyway, I appreciate everyone's support and encouragement, and my enthusiasm's definitely back. You're going to see a lot more of this soon. To fans of Corruption of Champions, you're going to see the Shark Girl and Goo Girl content at the lake put out in honor of summer, as well as Kalu, who I really liked. That's the Otter Girl with the fish and fuck scene. For fans of my general dominant content, I'm going to be doing a lot more dominant live sessions, and then putting them up for people with the permission of their subjects. I'll also be doing files for dominant people, so that might be useful to some of you. Lastly, I'm considering partnering with someone who listens to my work and having them do a kind of submissives audio log that I would put up on the site for people to listen to as that person experimented with my work. I'll be putting up a tutorial soon. That mostly affects newcomers, but hey, if you're new, welcome. I'll be posting it on the main page, everything will be, and I need to improve a lot of things, but it all seems much more manageable now. I'll be releasing a new Fetish Cultist file for COC fans, in addition to the live session, and I think that'll kind of cement that I'm back. I'll try to put something out every day at this point. I mean, I'm really at the point on the Patreon where I'm willing to push and kind of show people, hey, here, there's going to be good content regularly. So yeah, I'm going to improve my recording conditions before next time, but I wanted to knock something out just to show that I am committed to keeping the podcast flowing regularly now that I've moved, and also that, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. I think things will flow very well once I set up a proper desk, once I get the microphone encased, and the only other thing there is to say is thank you everyone for your support, and I intend to keep the work coming, and coming, and coming. And also, You might see me out in the wild a little more now that I'm feeling more confident. And that confidence took a long time. It's been many years. But I'm ready. Take care of yourselves.